654 1320 WILS. The Pope is coming to the U.S. this month. And while he has been very vocal about many issues, one of those that my next guest disagrees with is the Pope's view on the human effect on the climate. We're now joined by Ambassador Francis Rooney. He served as the U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See, the Catholic Church, under George W. Bush. Ambassador Rooney, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on. Yeah.
What was that experience like? Were you based in Rome then? Or?
Yes, we lived in Rome for 3 years, 2005 through 2008, during the time of George W. Bush.
And what kind of issues were you dealing with then when you're dealing with the Catholic Church?
Well, the part of the reason I wrote the book, you know, The Global Vatican, is to show the symmetry between the United States and the Holy See, because we're the only two sovereign entities that are founded on the natural rights of man and religious freedom. Mm-hmm. And so we had many things to work on together to propagate and pursue those values. President Bush was very interested in the role the Holy See could play in nurturing and encouraging religious freedom and the protection of human rights around the world. He was also very interested in the effort of Pope Benedict to attack radical Islamic terrorism, which was much aligned with the president's global war on terror.
I see. And now this new Pope Francis, he's been vocal on so many issues, but when it comes to climate change, he said that humans were contributing to the, quote, unprecedented destruction of ecosystems. Well, what are your thoughts about the Pope making that statement?
Well, I think that, you know, as a platitude, it's indisputable, but as a practical diplomatic statement, it is a little out there, because there are so many contributing factors and the science is unsettled, and I'm afraid the Pope may be unwittingly becoming a poster child for some of the liberal left who treats climate change as a accepted fact and wants actually to see the developed world consume less on some misguided theory that will make the undeveloped world have more, which is really not the case. I would argue that the better thing is to, rather than bring down the Western world, is to help less developed countries come up with better governments that allow their people to have more opportunity.
Right.
They can rise up too.
Do you? What's the impact when the Pope puts his opinion out there that way? Does that impact the debate, do you think?
Oh, I definitely do. I think the Pope's had a great impact, both by detractors and by people that want to leverage his comments to support the positions they hold. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot in the encyclical that is indisputable. I mean, it's indisputable that, you know, carbon emissions are harmful. It's indisputable that burning wood and deforesting is harmful, especially in tropical soils, which have you know, a lot of clay, and once they're deforested, nothing will grow back. And so, you know, we've got to come up with a better answer for those people than what they're doing.
Now, the Pope also has made comments on capitalism. He says he's denounced economic systems that he says idealize money over people. And he also talked about the failings of the trickle-down economic theory. He's also had issues with globalization, saying that it, quote, has condemned many to die of hunger because of its selective economic system. Does that tie into his views on global warming, do you think?
Well, yeah, there's some elements in his encyclical that seem to say that the overconsumption of the developed world is a contributor to poverty in the less developed world. And I would kind of dispute that from what I said before. Uh-huh. But there's no doubt that capitalism must have as its end the providing of more goods and services and opportunities to more people than any other system. And that has been the experience in, for example, the United States and most of Western Europe. Mm-hmm. And so until someone comes up with something better, I'm going to be a believer in our American free enterprise system, which has done so much to provide so much to so many people, and to suggest that maybe we encourage some other countries to adopt the same system.
I'm talking to Ambassador Francis Rooney, who served as U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See under President George W. Bush. So do you think the Pope should not be publicly making comments about these issues himself?
Well, the Pope's got a huge platform, and I think it's important for him to speak up. I don't think it's unreasonable to have a bit of a debate about something as contentious as climate change and that particular encyclical, mm-hmm. you know, because there are different opinions on all sides. But it's very important for the Pope to speak up in the world, and that's why the Holy See's diplomatic presence has been so important. I mean, just look at the role the Pope played in the Cuba mediations. Only the Holy See could have provided that clandestine venue for mm-hmm. bringing the Cubans and the Americans together. Whether you agree with what happened or not, and there are two sides to that question, you can't dispute the important diplomatic role the Holy See played as a convener.
Yeah. As ambassador, did you meet with the Pope frequently yourself? Or?
Yeah, several times a year. Uh-huh. It was always a very moving experience to be in the presence of the Pope.
And how much of a change is this new Pope, Pope Francis?
Well, I think that he is a continuum of the fundamental Holy See diplomacy. You know, they're very consistent in that. But he's also added some new things that Pope Benedict didn't get into. Mm-hmm. You know, Pope Benedict seemed to focus more on secularism in Europe and the need for religion to play an important role in shaping people's moral values as a platform for justice and decency in society. This Pope has phrased it a little differently. He's focused more on the inequalities of wealth and poverty, which probably reflect his perspective as an Argentinian from a country with no middle class and a very corrupt government and a lot of poor people.
Does that give him a viewpoint that is not fully accurate when it comes to our system here in the U.S.?
Well, I think that's right. And what I'm hoping for is that when he comes to the United States and sees the middle class that we have, the economic development that we have, and how many people have benefited from capitalism, that he will be a little more nuanced in some of his words, because his experience is from a country that doesn't have the kind of things that we have here in terms of providing economic benefits to more people.
Mm-hmm. Well, one last thing. As Pope, how much advice is he getting from others? How much of what he says and his thoughts are reflected and balanced by people around him?
Well, like anyone running a huge global organization, he has people around him that have differences of opinion and represent different constituencies, so he can get feedback from many areas. Uh-huh. But at the end of the day, the Pope is the chief executive of the church and of its diplomatic outreach, and he will make the call.
Yeah. What and do they? Are there any around him that actually will put up strong arguments, or do they defer to his viewpoints typically?
Well, I don't know too many of the people that are in there right now. I know with Pope Benedict, he did have people that had differences of opinions. You know, I wouldn't say that they were as different as, say, you know, Lincoln's band of a team of rivals or anything like that,
right?
But he did get some feedbacks.
It's Ambassador Francis Rooney, who served as the U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See under President George W. Bush, also the author of the book, The Global Vatican. Ambassador Rooney, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on.
Yep, and that is it for us. Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin, we are done for tonight, but we're back tomorrow, right here on 1320 WILS at 6 p.m. Join us then. Have a good night.